You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Merson, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bibles to the great book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 26, where we left off last time. Matthew chapter 9, verse 26. Before we begin, I want to invite every Christian in America to join me every Wednesday at 6 p.m., either here in person or wherever you are, to pray fervently for America, that God will set us free again, that Jesus be our Lord and the Bible our book. You're also invited to come each Sunday at 5 p.m. for the live radio broadcast taping. I am in Suntree, Florida. I'm right beside Scott Merson's The Produce Place. The Produce Place is at the corner of Wickham Road and Panita Causeway. I am right there at 2565 Sellers Lane, Melbourne, Florida. And now, Matthew chapter 9, verse 26. We began this chapter last time, and God gave us the title, America, Arise and Live. We know that Paul told us in 1 Corinthians 10 that these things happen in the Bible for those of us, an example for those of us at the end, we're the end of the age. So we learned that there was a woman who had an issue of blood 12 years, and she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. The word of God was written in that hymn, and he sent his word and healed her. Then we had a 12-year-old girl. Her dad, J. Iris, said, Jesus, come to our house. My 12-year-old daughter is dead, but if you will come, she will arise from the dead. And so Jesus went to J. Iris' house, and since he is the living word, the young girl arose and he said, give her some meat. Now, 12, we learned, is a number of government. It represents the 12 tribes of Israel. They're still 12 tribes, but they are split. Two of themselves call themselves the house of Judah. They are elsewhere. 10 of the tribes called the house of Israel were captured by Sennacherib the Assyrian, migrated over the Caucasus Mountains, settled in Europe, Ireland, Scotland, England. Tyranny arose like it's arising in America. And one of the seed of Abraham, Joseph's son Manasseh, said, we're not putting up with this. And they came across the Atlantic Ocean and founded these United States of America. Now, the larger bulk of the 10 tribes of Israel are in Canada and in the United States of America. Some of them also went to Canada. So therefore, that was the title, America, Arise and Live.
Amen. 26. And the fame thereof went abroad unto all that land.
Jesus was becoming very famous. Oh, let Jesus become famous in America.
Amen.
Amen. 27. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him.
The number two in biblical numerics is separation and division. Right now, the United States of America, the daughter of J. Iris and the woman with the issue of blood, is spiritually blind because we are divided and we do not have the word of God. Our eyes are blinded in America to the truth. Jesus is a truth and his word is a truth. And that is why America is divided.
Crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us.
Now in the natural, these two blind men had something going for them. Obviously, they knew that Jesus would come through the lineage of David, so they at least acknowledged that he was the Messiah. You see, if divided America now would invite Jesus to our house in America and would open our eyes to see the truth of God's word, we would still believe that Jesus just might save America.
Amen.
We would believe that Jesus is the Messiah.
28. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came unto him, and he said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. 29.
Now, some of us in America, there are 7,000 elect who have not will not bow the knee to the about to appear Antichrist. We are believing that it's not too late for America. Amen. We're believing that the Lord Jesus will come to our house and open our spiritual eyes so we would not be blind to the truth. Some believe.
Amen. Then touch ye their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. 30. And their eyes were open, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. 31. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country.
Once you have been in darkness, you did not know why you were here. You didn't know about the first earth age. You didn't know about the seduction and the garden. You didn't know about the fallen angels. You didn't know about the order of the trumps. Once you got out of that darkness, your eyes, spiritually, so open, you just have to tell. If you are not spiritually blind, you will go and tell.
Amen.
I often think that Jesus used reverse psychology there because he told them not to. You tell your child, don't you go into that cookie jar. He's going to go to the cookie jar. So they went and told.
32. And as they went out, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil.
Okay, a dumb one is one who cannot speak. Now this one is possessed with a devil. This is different. This is called the lunatic spirit. The lunatic spirit, luna comes from moon. All prophecies in the Bible from moon represent the devil. The lunatic spirit has taken over blind America. They're the communist, socialist, Marxist party. The lunatic spirit lies, steals, destroys, and controls. And the lunatic spirit is trying to make America not speak. They've closed our churches. And they've censored us, canceled. They've canceled President Donald Trump. They've canceled Mike Lindell, the pillar guy. They've canceled Clarence Thomas, one of our good Supreme Court justices. And they're planning to cancel all of us. They've canceled us in church. We're not supposed to speak the truth. But of course, some of us are. So this is the lunatic spirit of the devil. And the lunatic spirit always says, do not speak the truth. Now, soon and very soon, you're going to see a beautiful, great entity come on planet Earth, and the world's going to call him God. Half the body of Christ, Matthew 25, will think he's Jesus because they're deceived. It will be the devil with his Jesus costume on. He's instead of Christ, he's a fake Christ, he's an antichrist. The whole world will go after him, but a few of us, 7,000 elect, with our eyes open, not spiritually blind, and having invited Jesus to our house, we will be delivered up to him because we will not believe in him. Luke chapter 12 says that when we're delivered up to him, let the Holy Spirit speak through us. If you are dumb then, if you do not let the Holy Spirit speak through us what he will, then your eternal soul is lost. And it's going to be beautiful what the elect are going to speak. We're not going to be dumb.
Amen.
33. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake.
So in the name of Jesus, your lying lunatic spirit, stealing, lying, controlling, destroying, communism, socialism, Marxism, in the name of Jesus, go from America and never return.
Amen.
And we all say, I agree in Jesus' name.
And the multitudes marveled.
When the witnesses, when the two witnesses and the 7,000 elect are delivered up to the Antichrist, the whole world is going to marvel because you know what the Holy Spirit's going to say through us? The gospel, the truth of Jesus Christ is going to be revealed to the whole wide world, and then everybody will hear the truth. And also, the world will marvel and half the body of Christ that they've been worshiping the devil thinking he's Jesus. What a marvel.
Saying, it was never so seen in Israel.
They will say, we've never seen anything happen like this in America.
34. But the Pharisees said, He casteth out devils through the prince of the devils.
The Pharisees are the phony church leaders, okay? Other gospels say, they said, he cast out devils by Beelzebub. Beelzebub is a devil. He's called the Lord of Flies, F-L-I-E-S. Remove the F and you've got lies. He's the Lord of Lies. John 8:44, Jesus said the devil is the father of lies. Lying, 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 the lunatic spirit. Everywhere you go, you're hearing lies, okay. Have you noticed on the political scene that some of those leaders who are the children of Beelzebub, that flies like to light on them? Mm-hmm. Just thought I'd show you that.
35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. And wherever Jesus the King is, that is heaven. So here's the kingdom is come. Jesus says, I am the King. I've come. I'm going to pay your sin debt. And I'm going to rise from the dead. And then I'm coming again.
And healing every sickness and every disease.
What a healing, Jesus.
Among the people. 36. And when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. Because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd.
In one of the Gospels, Jesus looks and says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest those that I send to you, how oft would I have gathered you under my wings as a hen doth gather her brood, and ye would not. And right now, as God looks at America and sees we have no shepherd, because the good shepherd, the one that was sent to us, President Donald Trump, has been removed. Jesus says, O America, America, you that lie against the people I send to you and push them out and cheat and steal. America, how oft I would have gathered you under my wings as a hen doth gather her chicks, and you would not, America.
Amen. 37. And then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few.
Jesus looks everywhere in America. Oh, my Lord, the truth, Jesus, the Bible, needs to go into the Department of Justice, the DOJ, into the FBI, the Senate, the Congress, the judicial system, the chief justice, the educational, the colleges, the school, the homes, the churches, wherever we go, we need. Oh, look, there's not a place in America where we do not need to go and tell the truth.
Amen. Amen.
38. Pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest, that he will send therefore laborers unto the harvest.
So, Father, in Jesus' name, O Lord of harvest, I pray that you will send laborers who will tell the truth of Jesus and the Bible. Send laborers into the DOJ, into the FBI, into the executive and judicial and legislative branch, into the Senate, into the House of Representatives, the Congress, into the Supreme Court, into the military, into our colleges, into our schools, into our churches, into our homes, into our businesses, all over America. Send laborers, O Lord. Here am I. Send me.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 1.
Now, in the original manuscripts of the Bible, there were no chapter numbers and no verse numbers. So Matthew chapter 9 and chapter 10 just continue. Chapter 9, remember, the Lord gave us America, arise and live. But he has given me an extension. So from God's heart to my heart to your heart, Matthew chapter 10. You are being sent to America. You, Christian, if you're sanctified, set apart, and filled with the Holy Spirit and know the Word of God, you are being sent to America.
Verse 1, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples.
Now notice there's a 12 again, all right? In other words, the larger bulk of the 12 tribes in America, not all, but the larger bulk. A disciple is one who is disciplined in God's word, who is studying and preparing. You don't just come on Sunday. Every time the doors open, you're coming because you need every word of God. You are preparing to reign. You are being prepared to teach. You are a student.
Amen. He gave them power against unclean spirits.
Jesus says in Luke chapter 10, 19, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, over scorpions and serpents, that means demons and devils, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now he gives that to those who are disciplined in the word, a disciple of the word.
To cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease.
In other words, heal the sick and cast out demons.
Verse 2. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these.
Now notice he calls the 12 apostles this time. An apostle means a sent one. S-E-N-T-O-N-E. So once you have studied every word of God, you know the mystery of God, the seduction in the garden, the order of trumps, the three earth and heaven ages, you're baptized with your spirit, you're not a baby Christian anymore, you're anointed, and you have the lips of knowledge, now you're an apostle, you are a sent one. Now, Paul tells us that these things happen to these people in the Bible, for an example, for those of us in. So now, some of you are one of these disciples. Some of you are more than one of these disciples. See if you can find your true identity.
The first Simon.
Simon means a hearing. You are Simon. You are sent to America to tell America, America, hear the word of the Lord.
Amen.
You are Simon.
Is called Peter.
Peter's name means the rock. In other words, you are Peter. You are sent to America to tell America of the monumental, immovable stone, the rock of ages, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you are Peter because you're also Simon. You've heard the word of God and you know that Jesus is the rock of ages. Go and tell. You're being sent to America, Peter.
And Andrew, his brother.
Andrew's name in the Hebrew means manly. You are Andrew. Andrew, you are being sent to America to tell America to stop being a baby. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Isaiah chapter 3 says that at the end times, the leaders in our government will be like children. They don't have any common sense. They just get even and they don't know what they're doing and they make a mess. And sometimes when a person has lived a while, if they have not fed their spirit, which is the intellect of the soul, with the word of God, a demon comes in, dementia, and then some of the leaders do not know their name or their mate's name. They don't know where they are. They don't know what year it is. So you are Andrew. Andrew, go to America. You're being sent to America to tell America, let's get these babies out of our leadership. Let's have grown up. Is there an adult in the room? A man, a woman of God who understands who America is, why we are, and what we're all about.
Amen.
Let's grow up. Andrew, go and tell.
And James, the son of Zebedee.
James' name in the Hebrew means Jacob. Now Abraham begat Isaac and Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob's, one of his sons was named Joseph. When those tribes migrated into England and broke off there, Joseph's son Manasseh came across the pond. They were the Pilgrims, yes, the seed of Abraham, and founded not only Canada, but these United States of America, the larger bulk in the United States of America. So, therefore, James, Jacob, you are being sent to America to tell America who we are. Very few Christians even know who we are. We call ourselves Gentiles, or we got a plenty of those in here, and God loves them too. But God planned this nation, the seed of Abraham, Jacob, the seed of Jacob, the larger bulk of the 10 tribes. And when Manasseh, the seed of Jacob, came to America, they put up a cross right there as those pilgrims got out of the boat. I dedicated this land to the glory of God and the glory of his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, James, Jacob, you're being sent to America to tell America that we are the seed of Abraham.
Amen.
And John, his brother.
John's name means loved of God. You are John. John, you're being sent to America to tell America, John, that God so loved the world, America, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John, go and tell.
Three, Philip.
Philip's name means lover of horses, but it doesn't mean literal horses. It means horse power. Philip, you're being sent to America to tell America of the omnipotent, unlimited power of the Lord Jesus Christ. All power is given unto Jesus in heaven and earth. And Philip, you're sent to America to tell those who have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, God's very elect, that you have power, elect, over serpents and over devils and demons, yes, all the lunatic spirit that has come against our country. Philip, go and tell of the power of God in America. You're sent.
Amen.
And Bartholomew.
Bartholomew's name means son of Tamar. Tamar was the daughter-in-law of one of the 12 patriarchs, Judah. Her name means palm tree, which means victory. You are Bartholomew. Bartholomew, you are being sent to America. Bartholomew, go and tell America that while right now we're in captivity, we can have the victory if we invite Jesus back to our house and the Bible back in our hearts and in our lives. Go and tell Bartholomew, go and tell America, you're being sent, you're a sent one. Tell America that we have the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thomas.
Other Gospels say Thomas Didymus. That means twin. You are Thomas. Thomas, you're being sent to America to be the twin reflection of Jesus Christ. Thomas, when they see you, they see Jesus. You're identical twins. When they hear you, Thomas, they hear Jesus. You're identical twins. And when they see what you say, you're an identical twin. Thomas, you're being sent to America. Reflect the Lord Jesus Christ from shore to shore and border to border.
Amen. And Matthew, the publican.
Matthew's name means gift of God. You are Matthew. Matthew, you're being sent to America. Matthew, go and tell America that America is God's gift to the world. For again, our forefathers, Manasseh, Joseph's son, the seed of Abraham, came here and called this nation, one nation under God, to honor Jesus Christ our Lord. Our first schools were in the churches to teach our children to read the Bible. And as America has been blessed by God, the whole world has been blessed by America. So Matthew, you're being sent to America to remind America you're the gift of God. Don't throw away your gift.
James, the son of Alphaeus.
Now, Jesus says that the mouth of two or three witnesses a matter is established. Here we've got another James. His name means Jacob. So, we need another witness. You are another James. Your name means Jacob. James, Jacob, you also go and tell about the seed of Abraham, Jacob's son, Joseph, son Manasseh, coming to America. What America's about. Yes, we the superpower of superpowers. We're not here for movie stars, our hairdos, our facelifts, our houses, our lands are getting rich. We're here to lift up the name and the cross and the blood of Jesus and be the gift of God and tell everybody we are the seed of Abraham. We're covenant people. James, sent to America. Go and tell who we are.
And Thaddeus, whose surname was Thaddeus.
Thaddeus' name in the Hebrew means a courageous heart. Thaddeus, you're being sent to America. Tell America to do not be afraid. Be of good courage. Remember the courage of George Washington, who broke off from England and was our first president, and he nearly died to make us free. Thaddeus, tell of the courage of Abraham Lincoln, who lovingly set the slaves free, for we were all once slaves in lost and captivity of sin. And Thaddeus, go and tell the courageous heart of Donald John Trump, one president who for 5 years from the time he came down the escalator has been nothing but persecuted, lied upon, tormented, and finally driven out by lies and by stealing the election. Thaddeus, go and tell America, do not be afraid. You get up, America, arise and live. Be courageous. Have a courageous heart.
Four, Simon the Canaanite.
Now we've got another Simon in the mouth of two or three witnesses, a matter established. All right, Simon means a hearing. All right, we need hearing so much, we need two. You are Simon. Simon, you're being sent to America. Go and tell the word of God. Thus saith the Lord, hear the word of God. One book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line, from Genesis 1 through Revelation 22. Go and tell, Simon, of the seduction in the garden, of the three earth ages, of the fallen angels, of the order of the trumps, and the fact that this communist, socialist, Marxist people are the political system of the Antichrist, who's about to appear, who's going to call himself Jesus. The whole world and half the body of Christ will think he's Jesus. Go and tell. You're being sent.
Amen. And Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him.
Judas' name means builder of cities. Now the good news is that Judas Iscariot repented. What you have to do to get saved. He confessed his sin. He said, I betrayed an innocent man. And he repented. And he gave the silver back. So, you are Judas. You betrayed the Lord. But hasn't everyone? You're Judas. So Judas, you're being sent to America to tell America, America, you are a city set on an hill and your light is not to go out. And Judas, go and tell New York City to be a city of light of Jesus. Go and tell Chicago, go and tell Orlando, go and tell the cities in America. Go tell the states, go tell Georgia, go tell Texas, go tell Oregon, go tell Minnesota. Your city set on the hill. Let the light of Jesus come into your cities.
Five. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and to any city of the Samaritans enter ye not. Six. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Now, Jesus was Hebrew of the seed of Abraham, and so were the disciples. So, what happened here is an inside job. Now, later on, through Apostle Paul, he would open the gospel to the Gentiles and whosoever will. It's an inside job. So, you see, you, all 12 of you, the body of Christ, you Christians, you are to go send the truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ, but first to America. Because, see, then we will take it to the whole wide world. So you're being sent, 12 apostles, go to Georgia, go to Orlando, go to New York, go to Chicago, go to Texas, go to Oregon, go to Wisconsin, go to Michigan, Go to Pennsylvania, for God's sake. You're being sent to tell the gospel to America. Start with America first, and then when we get saved again, then we will go into the whole wide world.
7. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
As you go, all 12 of you, you say, Jesus the King came the first time, paid our sin debt, arose from the dead, and Jesus is coming again after the Antichrist. Thank God the Antichrist time's been shortened for the elect's sake, Mark 13, and to 5 months, Revelation 9. So you want to tell them.
8. Heal the sick.
All right. In the natural, Jesus says we ought to heal the sick. Of course, it's by his name and by his power. Mark 16 says you lay hands on the sick and they recover. James 5:13 says, is any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church, someone mature in God's word who's anointed. Let them anoint him with oil, olive oil, in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. So we do that. Now, spiritually speaking, America is sin sick. So, all of you 12, you know who you are. All of us, we God's people, are to go to America and heal the sin-sick America.
Amen.
Cleanse the lepers.
Now the leper, bless his heart, would have something broken and something missing. The nose would break off and fall off. The fingers would break off and the toes would fall off. So see you 12, all of you, we're going to go. We're being sent to the broken people in America. There's something missing, America. You've got a hole in your soul, and only Jesus can fill the hole. So we're being sent to say, Shalom, peace be still, nothing missing, nothing broken.
Raise the dead.
Raise the dead. Now, yes, Jesus told the apostles to raise the dead, and we're still doing that. This teacher has experienced it. I didn't do it. I just obeyed. Christ lives in me, so he did it. To him be the glory. Yes, we do have people rise from the dead, and of course we give God the glory. Amen. However, spiritually speaking, America is dead in trespasses and sin. So all of you 12, go, America. Come back to Jesus. Come back to the word. Arise and live, America.
Yes, Lord. Cast out devils.
All right. Of course, you're to cast out demons. One of the gifts of Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12, is discernment of spirits. People are possessed with devils and demons. And so the Holy Spirit will show you. And so what you do when you find someone who's got that, you say, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I command you, demon, and call its name if the Holy Spirit gives you, to loose this person and then fill that person with the word of God. However, America spiritually is filled with that devil, that lunatic spirit, okay? Lying, cheating, stealing, controlling, communist, socialist, Marxist. So again, in the name of Jesus, you lunatic devil of America, be gone from our shores.
Yes,
come, Lord Jesus. Come, word of God.
Amen.
Freely we have received, freely give.
And as you are being sent, you're apostle, you're the sent ones, as you are being sent to different places in the United States of America, do not charge. God did not charge you to save you.
9. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses.
Now what this means, if God sends you over there to Titusville to be a witness, or Georgia, or, Lakeland, somewhere like that, Texas, it doesn't mean not to have any money. But what it means is don't delay if you don't have everything you see. We learned in Psalm 23 Wednesday night, your cup runs over. As your day, so shall your supply be. When God calls you, he equips you. In other words, don't try to have enough to stay to buy a new house and a new car and to be there. One day at a time, and God will provide.
10. No script for your journey.
A script is a begging bag. Do not beg for money as you are being sent to America to tell them of Jesus and the Bible. Now, in Bible times, blind people had no way of making a living. Who ever heard of a blind people doing anything for God or working all the time? Some of us do. Okay, but they would be inside the byways begging, and so that was good. They were not sinning, so that's good. But Jesus says, you're being sent to tell of Jesus and the Bible. Do not beg. Don't have a begging bag. Don't have a begging basket. I have never passed a basket, and God has always provided what I needed when I need it to keep his word going. You don't need telethons. You don't need to pass the basket. Now, the Bible tells us to bring our tithes in the storehouse. Yes, Matthew 23:23 says the New Testament is supposed to do it. And if you don't do it, you're robbing God. And then you bring your offerings above the tithe. God multiplies that. And then you give alms. In other words, of course you're supposed to give. But we never pass a basket. We don't beg. We trust our God. Amen. As our day, so shall our supply be. Whom God calls, God equips. Amen. Living proof.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet slaves.
Okay, say you're being sent to be in television. You do not need to get your face lifted. Go ahead, be ugly. You don't need to get your hair done or your fake fingernails. You don't need designer clothes. Be clean, go as you are. You're not impressing them. You're there to tell about God.
Amen.
Yeah. For the workman is worthy of his meat.
In other words, there are people that God has in a place where you're called. They already have got you a house. They've already got you food. They've already got you the money you need to do God's work. In Bible times, the Levites were the priesthood. The rest of the 11 tribes took care of the Levites. They gave them houses and lands and food and money so they could give their all to God. So you see, God's got people where you're being sent, and they are wise enough to know that a laborer is worthy of his hire. I pray you are blessed.
Amen.
America,
amen.
Arise and live. Amen. You are being sent to bring Jesus and the Bible back to America. Hallelujah. We'll begin right there next time.
Amen. Amen.
At this time, I want to introduce to you the owner of the produce place, which is right beside my place, my man of God, my twin friend, Scott Merson. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing very well, Miss Sherry. What a great word today. Great
awesome
word.
Awesome
word. Awesome word.
David left his stuff in the cart. Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. What is Scott's stuff?
Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and the righteousness shall go before thee. And the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Isaiah 58:8.
That is absolutely
Amen.
Perfect. We didn't
Amen.
Even conclude this, so that's
Amen.
Perfect. Great, Scott. Great
Amen.
Stuff. Thank you. In a moment, I'm going to pray for the sick. But right now, if you're not saved, the end is very near. You need to get saved right now. Jesus is coming again right after the Antichrist comes, and the Antichrist time is shortened. So get your house clean, get right with God. Pray this prayer with me, mean it, and God will save you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I confess that I have sinned.
I confess that I have sinned.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Omission and commission.
Omission and commission.
Wash them away with the blood of Jesus.
Wash them away with the blood of Jesus.
Baptize, lead, and fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Baptize, lead, and fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your word.
Grow me in your word.
And use me.
And use me
to win many souls to Jesus.
To win many souls to Jesus.
I confess that Jesus is Lord.
That Jesus is Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now, for those of you out in cyberspace, the Bible says confession is made unto salvation. You're to confess. You may tell me. In a moment, you'll hear my telephone number. You'll feel free to call and leave that message on my voicemail. And now let me pray for the sick. I feel led to pray for those who are struggling with their eyes, blindness, dimness, cataracts, macular disease, glaucoma. In other words, you're not having 20/20 vision. Father, in the name and the power of Jesus, I ask according to Malachi 4, O Son of Righteous, arise with healing in your wings. The wings are the laser beams of Jesus' virtue. I ask you, Lord Jesus, Son of Righteousness, do your laser beam surgery on the left eye. Do your laser beam surgery on the right eye. In the name of Jesus, cataracts be gone. Macular disease be gone. Glaucoma be gone. Blurring be gone. Dimness be gone. Blindness be gone. Bless your eyes for the sea. The eyes of the sea shall not be dim. See with the eyes of God. Jesus, be thou everyone's vision. We praise you, Lord. Thank
yes,
you.
Lord. Thank
now,
you,
for
Lord.
Those of you got that miracle, you want to call and tell me that also. Nothing is given you to keep. You've been ordered here. You're being sent. So go and tell. You got your commanding orders tonight from this word, today from this word. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is your hostess, your shepherdess, Sherry Medlock. I love you with all my heart. And I can't wait until next time when you and I get together again as the family of God to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of
the Trumpet very best of contemporary Truth. Christian music, 91.5 FM. WMIE.
sky without a north star, a ship without an anchor, caught up in the current. Our heart is prone to wander. All the roads I've taken lead me back to nowhere. And you're the destination, and you're the way to get there. Can't have it all. Be the song I sing. Be my guided light. Savior of my soul. Be the Lord of my life. Every step I take, always by my side. I am yours, you are mine. Be the Lord of my life. Mercy's never failing, forgiveness overflowing, beauty you're unveiling, a love that just keeps growing. Break on through. I wanna go where you go, wanna move where you move, wanna love who you love, watch you break on through. I wanna go where you go, wanna move where you move, wanna love who you love, watch you break on through. I wanna go where you go, wanna move where you move, watch you break on through. My God.
You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary, modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM.
This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station, WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Far too many men spend more time training dogs than training kids.
Dr. Tony Evans explains why child raising isn't just a woman's job.
The reason why we've got chaos with kids is daddy can't be found.
Celebrating 40 years of faithfulness, this is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Who decides what it means to be a real man? Too often, we leave that job to the people who write scripts for action movies or TV shows. Let's join Dr. Evans as he explores the biblical model of manhood.
A man in a major university ask his class to go study the sitcom Seinfeld. Many of you watched that show when it was on the air, and it was a huge success. He said, I want you to analyze why Seinfeld is so popular. The students did their study and came back with their report. They said the reason that Seinfeld is so popular is that it has no plot. It meanders from week to week, scenario to scenario, and it is plotless programming. So we've concluded as a class that the reason it is so successful is because plotless people love plotless programming. That because the audience is plotless, they can relate to the plotlessness of the programs. We're living in a day of plotless people living plotless lives watching plotless programs. We're living in a day when